Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Rabbi Gideon Fox, he's the rabbi of the Pretoria congregation as well as the founder and rabbinic administrator of Ashifra South Africa. Very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Yeah, thank God well, and thank you for this opportunity.
What is the halachic, the Jewish law response to organ donation?
So I think you kind of really already identified one of the most vexing issues relating to it when you said a person needs to be dead in order to donate, so don't go out rushing quite so fast. And that therefore creates the question as to what is the definition of death. And obviously Harvard criteria of brain death was established in the late 60s. And that then becomes a tremendous debate in the Torah world, which is a debate which still exists to this day, as to whether brainstem death with a functioning heart and a beating heart is in fact the definition of death. If it is, then one would be allowed to donate one's organs. A question could be presented as to whether one is obligated even to donate one's organs in order to save a life. However, obviously, if somebody doesn't recognize that definition and a beating heart is still indicative of life, so then one would not be able to donate until the heart has stopped. Now, were that to be the case, then by that time, the organs have atrophied and they're useless. So the fundamental debate, which still rages to this day, is how are we going to define it? And clearly, obviously, we're dealing with questions of life or the opposite, both in terms of the recipient, but also in terms of the donor. So some people who accept brainstem death would then be advocating, I guess, so far as to say, advocating donating. And others who don't, obviously, would be more opposed to it because it means taking out the organs of a person who's still alive.
Right. So how does then the average person determine this? If you want to become an organ donor, are there very strong, well-respected views on both sides of whether it's brain death or heart death?
So absolutely, as one would expect in the Jewish world, there are very strong opinions on both sides. And as a consequence, I think many places have adopted the following ideals, if you will. On the one hand, rather than dipping one's hand, so to speak, into this very vexed argument and feeling that a need to come out one way or the other, which might be beyond, let's say, me as an individual rabbi, to say, look, there is a respectable and respected body of opinion that would allow it. There's certain criteria that are necessary even for that body of opinion to accept it. Let's put in place systems that those who want to donate can be guaranteed that they're doing it in accordance with the halachic position that allows it. Because even those who do allow it, there are certain criteria. How do you determine death, etc.? What are the protocols in order to be able to confirm that there is in actual fact brainstem death, etc.? So, and that in actual fact is what the State of Israel Global is actually adopted. So many places have said, listen, we're not saying yay or nay, but we will create a context, an environment, and a system that those who want to, it will be done according to the halachic criteria determined by those who say it's allowed.
Right. Okay. So if I wanted to become, or if somebody wants to become an organ donor, how do they make sure, for example, in a country like South Africa, that they can become an organ donor and it will be treated in the event of their death, God forbid, they will be treated, their body will be treated halachically?
That's a very good question, and I can't speak categorically. In other words, I'm not a spokesperson for any body, any organization, etc. I can tell you what I personally have done for people is the question of a living will. And a halachically acceptable living will. And once you have a halachically acceptable living will, which can have a component that says that if halachically acceptable and in accordance with halachic guidelines, I would like to donate my organs, then what happens is as soon as, unfortunately, it becomes a reality, they start to engage with the nominated rabbi or beis din to discuss the issue itself. because the living will automatically be enacted, and they will see that there's certain criteria that the person has put in place for the decisions at that stage of life.
Right. In other words, you almost circumvent it by putting a living will in place, and that determines the process for that person.
Right. Right. And the person will indicate, you know, whether they want to donate or they don't, because the living will extends obviously beyond just the question of donating organs, but in terms of what treatment must be done, what treatment needn't be done, etc. So one of the components can be that if it's determined that they can be an organ donor, that will be done in accordance with the nominated halachic proxy.
Very, very interesting and very, very important that we understand this. Thank you, Rabbi Gideon Fox. He's a rabbi of the Pretoria Hebrew Congregation, as well as the rabbinic administrator of Shifra, South Africa.